Did you have a question?
All right, come on up.
That's a cute little plant.
Here, I'm going to put you on, give you the microphone. You'll be on there. Here you go. These guys can hear you. That's a cute little plant. What you got there? We're ready to chat.
Okay. I have a question, or two questions. One here is that Pride of Barbados.
Did you get that on sale?
No.
Is it blooming?
Let me see that. That almost looks like a weed.
Where you going, Ed?
The question is, I planted that from seed, and that's
talking the mic
not
there.
That much growing. Will that thing survive the winter, or should I protect it?
No, it has to be protected. The way these big ones are out here, see them blooming? They were for sale. Are they still on sale? Nothing.
No, they said they didn't have it.
Yeah. Look right, John. See,
I don't know. Maybe she didn't realize what this.
Yeah,
thing
she
is.
Didn't realize what that was. It's hard to recognize it. That little.
It's about 3 inches tall. For
yeah,
folks that can't see it on the radio.
Red, and yellow blooms through there.
Yeah.
The way they get them that big is they plant that seed in September and October of last year.
Okay.
And then they grow them through in the greenhouse. They never go dormant.
Yeah,
and they grow them through the greenhouse through the year, and then they get them that big to sell when they bloom in June and July. Now we're thinking about making that a Texas superstar in a year or two, and we're thinking about having some of the growers grow them in Arizona, where they can bloom them a month earlier, so we can have them on the market in May instead of June. You might well not put them on the market till they start blooming. So you planted this, what did you plant this seed a month or two ago?
At least, yes.
Yeah, and it's doing well.
It surprised me that it
Did you put any fertilizer in that stuff?
No, I did not.
Yes.
10, double, or 20?
You need to use the Osmocote slow-release fertilizer. Okay. What kind of mix is that you got in there?
What kind of what?
Mix. It's
soil.
I can't remember.
But just a regular potting? Potting soil.
I went over and got one of their mixers.
Okay,
it
seems heavy to me. You can leave it in there, but what you need to do is put some slow release. Look like little BBs in there,
yeah.
And quite a few of them in there.
A larger container.
No, I think that'll handle it for about another month or two.
Through the winter.
Yeah, maybe through the winter.
Okay.
And then keep it until next June, and then throw this away and come in and buy you one of those on sale, okay?
I noticed that where I got these from was over at Fort Sam Houston. Some of those plants have thorns on them.
That one got thorn on it too, see it?
No.
Right there at the...
Is that what that is?
Yeah,
okay.
That's a little thorn right there.
All right, so I got one of the goodies.
Well, all of them have thorns on them.
Okay.
All of them have thorns. Those have softer thorns and less thorns than the yellow ones. You know, sometimes Charles have made the mistake and brought in yellow ones, and they've got a lot of thorns on them, and they're big thorns.
Yeah.
So that's why this one is chosen to be.
I'm sure that's not true that Charles made a mistake. He just wanted yellow ones with bigger thorns.
He wanted people to get stuck by thorns as they walk by. But he's not doing that anymore since I think he ate those. But these have less thorns, and they're also more colorful.
There's no fragrance to them, are there?
No. But the butterflies and hummingbirds and all bees and everything love them.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're one of the... You know, plants on that you can count on two handfuls here that are really doing well in this drought.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Now, I know you're enjoying doing this, but why don't you go over there and get one of those in bloom? And go ahead and put it in the ground. It'll bloom till late fall, and then it'll overwinter. Regardless of we won't have a cold enough winter to kill it. It may defoliate it, and then next for spring when it comes back, it'll come back from the ground, and it'll be twice as big.
Explain to Jerry about the joys of gardening. That
I don't know what I know much joy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's fun. It's fun to do that. Those are.
I see you got a bunch of echinaceas right here.
Yeah, look at that guy.
I have the seeds from some echinaceas. My question is on that: when should these go into the ground?
In the fall. They're planted in
Once
the fall.
Once we get some rain.
In October.
Or get some moisture.
Yeah, September,
they
October.
They don't need to be covered up or anything.
No.
Okay.
And they'll,
they look terrible in the fall.
If they,
but they're good.
If you got them in your raised bed, you know, if they're out in the field, they compete, and a few of them come up. But in the raised bed, they take over. So, they're pretty competitive.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Really, all right. Charles is not getting rich off this man.
Take your advice. I'll go pick one.
I think
good.
So.
Okay.
You want me to keep this one for you?
No. No.
I got a place to put this.
No,
that's yours. No. Take that back.
Hey.
You take that back.
Jerry will not appreciate it.
Okay. That's your baby.
I said I had a place to put it.
You didn't say what the place
right over
was.
In the corner to
you
the
don't
right.
want to know what that place was.
Well, okay.
All right.
Where's the garbage can?
Yeah, that's where he was going to put it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. You take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
308-8867, the number to call if you want to be a part of the
show.
Jeez. 308-8867.
Jerry just wears us out, doesn't he? Us trying to keep him in him
that was
straight.
It was a cute little plan.
Did you know? Yeah. You notice I didn't mention age?
No, you didn't. What were you in relationship to? What would you
How long it's going to take that plant he's got to bloom?
How long does it take?